Blog Talk Radio. evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, ADM. Giving honor unto Christ, who is the head of my life. To my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith. To my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer. To all of the ministers, amen. To the evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, youth, intercessors, men, ADM frontline, members, family, and friends. Good evening. Good evening to all of our international partners. United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, and Laos, Australia. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good evening, good evening, good evening on this blessed Wednesday evening. May the joy of the Lord be your strength on today. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of his many blessings and bringing us this far. Praise God. For he said that he will never leave or forsake us, and that his word is true, and that it does not come back in a lie, because God cannot lie. It is against his nature. So whatever he said that he will do for you, he will do it timely. Blessed, holy, praise be to God, in a very great fashion. God will do it because of his love towards us. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good evening to you, Pastor Smith, and God bless you also. Father God, first of all, I have to give Jesus Christ, he's the head of my life. I give him the honor, and I give the honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple. I give honor to you, Pastor Smith, and I give honor to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith and everyone in ADM ministry this afternoon. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come down, come to you once more, God. Almost we know how, God. Just telling you thank you for keeping us until this point, God. Thank you for how you kept us all day long, God. And up to now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just want to give you the glory and the praises, which all of it is due to you, God. And we just lift up our hands today, God, and say, God, have mercy upon us, God. Mercy upon us, God. If we just take a look around and see out of the moshe, see how people are just killing just to be killing, kicking doors in, murdering young children. That's enough to let you know time is winding up. That's the time you out of there. So run to the church, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord of all, God. And just begin to say, Lord, save my soul. Draw me near to you, God. I need you, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. We thank you because you are still saving. You are still delivering. You're still setting and kept them free, God. You're still working miracles, God, in these last and evil days, God. Oh, God, let us know. The one that's in Jesus Christ, there's no reason for us to look back. It's nothing bad, but just run. Run to the Lord's safety arms in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I pray this morning, God. I cry out for the backslider. Back to the come back to your first love, and that's Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I thank you today, God. We constantly lift up the men and women of God, God. Keep them up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down, because we need them in these last and evil days. The one that's going to cry out the truth, and spare nothing, and spare none, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, for being that mind regulated yet and still, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up the ones that's having battle minds, God. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus over their minds, God. We realize, God, there's no battle minds in you, God. It's a sound mind, and oh, God, in the name of Jesus today, God. We thank you for victory, God. We cry out victory in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we realize you told us in your word you'll never leave us, never forsake us. So whatever we got to go through, God, let us be strong soldiers. Just go through, God. We realize, God, that you're with us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask that you direct our footsteps in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, lead us and guide us, God. Oh, God, the way we need to be going, God, in the name of Jesus. God, let us look to the hills today. We realize all our help coming from you, because no other help that we know in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, cry out for lost souls today, God. Yeah. We pray, God, that you save them like never before, God. Let them hear your voice. Let them hear you in the midnight hours, God. Let your ministry angels come forth, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, oh, God. They need to look around, Lord, our son, oh, God, and see what's all around. And get their attention, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them see the trees, oh, God, oh, God. And let the sun come down on them, God. Bless you even in the midst, Lord, oh, God, oh, God. God. Oh, even when you feel the bee hitting your face, God, that's Jesus. We can't do nothing without it. But one thing we realize, Lord, oh, God, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you change people's minds today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we need you, Jesus. We need you. I cry, pray, Lord, save your people everywhere, God, from the south, east, north, and west, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God. Oh, we thank you, God, because we realize that you're getting their attention, God. You're going to get their attention one way or another, Lord, God. Oh, God, how we thank you, God. We thank you today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, God, we thank you today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your word, God, that's coming forth, God. Let us get in position, God, today, God. Oh, God, fill our hearts with your word, God. Dear Lord, that we'll never forget, Lord, God, forget what you have told us this day, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we just say, Lord, have your way, God. Even in your word, Lord, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, these things we ask on this afternoon, God. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, God. Have your way like never before. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. Touch every area of their corporate prayer right now. Take us further, Holy Spirit. In the Lord Jesus. Move everything out there.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Even this world is getting ready to come.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit, have your way. Touch right there. Direct right now. Move right there. Teach right now. Pour out your anointing.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we have your way, God. Yes, Lord.
Bring down the international.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit. Came to those prayers of the mother prayer. Right now, Holy Spirit, we need your help.
Yes,
to
live
in the last and evil day.
Yes,
Holy
Lord.
Spirit, we need you. Protect
Jesus.
Especially those that are not in your faith. Holy Spirit. I children know you. Holy Spirit, move right
Lord.
And we'll help.
Lord.
Give your name to God.
Yes,
honor your glory, shall be
done.
In Jesus' name. in Jesus' name. Thank
yes,
God.
Lord.
Amen.
Jesus, in your name.
Well, we're going to move right on along.
Amen.
Get ready, get ready, get ready.
Yes, yes, yes.
Helen, Mother Helen Walker, a.k.a.
Amen.
Mother OG, is getting ready to break the bread of life
yes.
to each and every one of us
Amen.
From the Word of God, from
yes.
the table of the Lord.
Amen.
I give to you, Mother Helen Walker. God
Amen.
Bless you, Mother.
God God bless you, Mother Jackson. Lord, I just love it when you all get in my message. That lets you know that you're on the right track. You never fail. Mother Jackson never fail, and Pastor never fail. So that lets you know that we one in spirit and truth. And I just thank God for this day, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it.
Amen.
I first give honor to God, who's truly the head of my life, to Apostle Temple Spencer, a wonderful
yes.
pastor, First Lady Keisha Spencer,
yes.
Pastor
yes.
Smith,
yes.
Pastor Barbara
Amen.
Smith,
yes.
to
yes.
my heart, hearts, and my love, the motherboard, Mother Jackson,
yes.
Mother Juanita, Mother Joanne,
yes.
Mother Bernice, Mother Barbara Weaver. Mother Weaver, I hope you're feeling better. God
yes.
bless you.
Yes.
God bless the ministers, the pastoral
yes.
staff, the
Amen.
Youth, deacons, everyone
yes.
under the sound of
yes.
my voice that it takes to make up the ADM family. And everyone, international listeners, the United States,
yes.
the local listeners, God bless you,
yes.
Mother Fagan, today. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Evangelist Davis in Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you all
yes.
for listening and being a true believers of God. Well,
Amen.
We're going to be talking about the real saints of God. And I asked the question, will a real saint of God stand up? Sometimes we have people who just in an affair with God, but we're talking to people that's not in an affair with God, but in a real relationship. And we, when I finish with these nuggets, we all are going to understand why we are going through what we're going through, and sometimes we're going to continue to go through, because like Mother say, time is winding up, and we know not the day, the time or the hour, but he's given us grace and mercy for us to get ready. Stand tall, endure, keep praying, keep believing. The scripture I will talk about is not cutting us short. We know we pray, we give God the glory, but yet as Christians, we have to suffer. We have to
Amen.
Go through. Sometimes we don't understand, and he said you can get angry, but sin not. Sometimes people will do or say things that will take you there. But where the sin come in is when you harbor it in your heart and be bitter about it. So
Amen.
Before I get into the message, I never like to come from myself. I like to always say what the Word of God say. And I give you time to grab your pen and pencil. If you can't, somebody in the house, let them write these scriptures down. And I want you to read them and study them. Then you understand more of why we go through what we go through. Mark, the 13th chapter, Matthew's 24th chapter, Luke, the 21st chapter, who or where I'll be coming from tonight, and Matthew 10, verses 17 through 22. And I will give those again before I go off the air to make sure that we got it down pat. Coming from Luke, the 21st chapter, and a lot of people may have read this or may not have read it. And a lot of times, if we would get in the Word and know what the Word of God say, we would understand better why the fiery darts come. We're talking about the real saints of God. We're not talking about the ones that's you know, the slipping and the sliding, peeping and the hiding, and sometimes they in and sometimes they out, sometimes they up and sometimes they down. But we talking about the saints that are standing on that solid rock and know without a shadow of doubt that God got me. I was talking to a dear friend of mine this morning, a saint of God that really loves the Lord, and we was just admonishing each other, thanking God for our healing and all of the blessings that God had bestowed on us and how much pain we had to go through to accomplish some things. And while I was talking to her, I just saw this rain come down. It was silvery color, like it was just sweeping over her. And I knew that was the blessing of God, letting her know and letting me know everything was going to be all right. And I have you to know, about 5:30, I was sitting here looking out my picture window, and the sun was shining so bright, and I saw the rain coming down. And I said, I didn't know it was coming, but it was so silvery. I guess it did that for about 15 minutes. And I heard the voice of God say, endure. And thanks to God, that's what we got to do. We got to endure. Whatever comes your way, we're going to endure. So I'm going to start reading. This is Jesus talking. His disciples were asking some logical questions. And I'm beginning with 21st chapter of Luke, beginning at the 7th verse. They said, teacher, they asked, when will we see these things happen? And what will be the sign that they're about to take place? He replied, watch out that you're not deceived, for many will come in my name claiming I'm he, and the time is near. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and revolution, do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away. Then he said to them, nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines, pestilence in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. Verse 12, but before all of this, they will lay hands on you and persecute you. They will deliver you to the synagogues and the prison. That means the churches. In the Roman days, they used the synagogues for courthouse. And some churches, you know, use the church for a courthouse because they assassinate the members, put them down, and not encourage them. And we are glad that we are in a ministry that he may go out sometime, but sometime we deserve it. Because it's just like God, whom God loves, he chastens. We don't lack everything all of the time. But we have to learn how to endure and keep moving towards the high mark or the great calling of God. But he said again, but before all of this, they will lay hands on you and persecute you. They will deliver you to the synagogue and the prison. And you will be brought before kings and governors, and on account of my name. This will result in you being witness to them. But make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourselves. For if you concentrate and meditate, he said, for I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. You will betray, listen to me good, saints, you will betray even by your parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. All men will hate you because of me, but not a hair on your head. Hey, glory to God. Will perish by standing firm. You will gain life. What does that say? That means you got to endure. We as Christians, we're going to not only be persecuted from the religious world, but we be persecuted from the secular world. For if you're a true disciple of Jesus, you can expect both. Christians, we as Christians and real saints, we must expect to suffer, not only from your enemies outside of the church, but of traitors among believers. So what do we have to do? We have to be trusting, patient, strong, and endure. keep looking to the hills. That's when all our help comes from. Keep marching. Keep standing. Keep looking. Keep listening. Listen to what the word of God says. He said, fret not yourselves because of evildoers. Because what? They'll soon be withered like the green herb. He told you, let not your heart be troubled. He told you in Ephesians 11, he said, put on the whole armor of God. So yes, we may be withstand the revivals of that. What does that mean? The female Christians, we have to put on the big girl clothes. To our gentlemen, to our men, especially the leaders, we have to put on the big man clothes. We have to know that whatever come our way, we got to keep just trusting God, knowing that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We don't know how long the night's going to be, but we know it's coming. We got to endure. He tells you, sometimes the worst enemies you have is right in your family.
Amen.
Sometimes you have family members, you try to get along, but it just seems like it's impossible. But he tell you, follow peace with all men if possible. You may not like the old nasty ways, the old gossiping ways, the old filthy things they say that come out of their mouth and what they do, but I declare we got to love them. But you ain't got to go home with them, and you ain't got to run with them. So let us just rejoice in the Lord and know that he knows all and he sees all. And know that when you walk in this walk with Christ, it's a tedious journey, but you got to stay on it until we die. You see all of this craziness that's going on. And it's, think it not strange. He just said in his word what you're going to go through, what you will see, but the time is not yet. But we are preparing every day of our lives. The ones that's not strong as we are, let us encourage them. Walk on the glory side. Come from your evil ways. Watch what come out of your mouth. Watch what you say. Watch what you do. Oh, yes, we stumble and we fall, but we have an advocate with the Father. None of us are perfect. That's why we are imperfect people serving a perfect God. So let's have a real relationship with God, not an affair. Let's don't seek the blessings of God, but not seek the heart of God. Because he knows all. He loves you, the good, the bad, and the ugly. His grace and his mercy is for the good, the bad, and the ugly. All you have to do is just say, Lord, I yield my vessel. I want to come to you just as I am. And he can clean you up. So, again, get in your word this week and see what I say if it's not the truth. That, again, was Mark 13. Matthew 24, Luke 21st chapter, Matthew 10, 17, and 22. That may be a lot, but sometimes turn the TV off and just get in your word, and you'll know. So, well, I do understand better. I do understand that I'm on a tedious journey, and I do understand that if I'm going to walk this walk and talk this talk, I got to be for real, because things will come. Trouble will come. Sickness will come. But we got a God that sits high and low. He can heal you. He can conceal all of your problems. The best way to keep your business from getting out is tell Jesus, because he don't tell nobody. His line is never busy. It's never too late. It's all. He don't put you on hold. He don't say leave a message. It's always there for us. He's always, he hides us. We in the palm of his hand, and no man can pluck us out. So today, I leave this message with you. Be encouraged. Stand still. Yes. Wait on the salvation of the Lord. No matter what you're going through, stand flat-footed and say, for God I live, and for God I die. God bless you. And just before I leave, you know I always have to leave a little nugget with you. When someone is going through a storm, try being the umbrella. Don't be the pole that they step in. God bless you, and may God continue to ever just be in your heart, in your mind, whatever you set your mind to do. And now turn it back in the hands of Pastor Smith. God bless everyone,
amen.
And I love you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. What a rich word. Just that word, endure alone. Praise God, is enough. Praise God, to go on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because when you endure, you can make
Amen.
It. When you endure, you can take it. Amen.
Amen.
See, the race is not given to the swift, nor to the strong. Glory,
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
that's
Lord.
It. That's who is given to. Amen. Praise God. And when you've got too much on your back, amen, you've heard it all the time. You got to shed that weight. You got to get light. Praise God. Amen. You can't
amen.
Move nowhere swiftly if you got all that weight on your back holding you down.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So you got to shake it off. Praise God. You got to endure.
Right. Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
As a
amen.
Good soldier. Praise
yeah.
be to God. When you endure. When you
amen.
Endure, you will receive your just reward. Oh,
amen.
Glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Good, rich word, Mother, this evening.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Now, we turn it over to our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless all of you. Praise be the Most High God. You know what? Mother Helen just summed so much of stuff all the way up. You know, you really just summed it all the way up with that one word, endure. You know, the saints of God, that one word, endure. The Bible put it in there for a reason. When it tells you endure, that's why I tell so many people, I don't know who gave them that memo that everything's going to be peaches and cream, that now you accepted the Lord as your personal Savior. Now you're going to have blessings going to roll in like it ain't nothing. You're going to be walking in peace. You're going to be walking in happiness. You're just going to be this little butterfly just floating all the way around, and you just got it going on. You know, I don't know, you know, who gave saints the memo, you know. You got to understand, even us, the Bible always give us preparation, always let us know some things and tell us things. That one word, endure, it's telling you to endure because it's telling you that for a reason. It's showing you that it's going to be a season where things are going to come at you. Things are going to, my God, going to try to hit you, knock you down. It's going to try to get you in frustration, going to get you in all kinds of places. But the question is, are you going to be able to hold steadfast? Can you be steadfast? Are you able to endure the different things that God, for the Lord, could be able to bless you? You know, we like the blessings. So many people love the blessings. They love what the different things. But the question is, can you handle the journey? Can you handle the preparation? Are you willing to go through? Are you willing to endure for the namesake of the Lord? Are you ready to just take a stand and just say, you know what, I stand here and I will not be movable? Amen. This is just a well-brought message, well-brought teaching, amen, well said. And, you know, and that's one thing that we, saints of God, you know, has to be. I just kind of wonder at this generation today, and I kind of wonder because generation of the old, and, you know, I'm not putting no emphases and just saying, oh, but years ago, generations of years ago, they made, it's just like the old saying dealing with that cost slogan, made for tough. You know, it made very tough, made very hard, you know. It was like that old watch saying, take a licking and keep on ticking, you know. But it seems like today, you know, are we pastor firing a baby in saints where we should not supposed to be babying? Are we trying to fluffing up the word of God into people and telling them that they're going to be all right? Other than giving the truth and say, no, babe, you're going to have to endure. It's not going to be all right. If you go in the tower, the enemy going to devour you. Are we really releasing the true word of God into individuals' lives so they can really understand and really see, you know, this walk is not easy, but at the end of the day, it's very rewardable and it's very blessing.
Yes.
You know, I don't know, the enemy don't want none of us to receive the things of God. He don't want none of us. He don't want us to go to heaven. He don't want us to be in this blessed place. But I'm just curious, you know, of this this time frame right now. It's like we don't want to endure. If it's not no blessing, it's not anything at all. If it ain't a healing, it ain't anything at all. If it ain't no somebody speaking to me what I want them to speak to me, it's not anything at all. If it ain't somebody telling me something that it just make my spirit fluff up and just feel so good, hey, I don't want it at all. You know, saints of God, when you endure, you endure with the truth. The truth of
Amen.
God. The truth of who you are. The truth of what God brings to you. That's what you're going to be able to endure with. You're not going to be able to endure the different things of life, my God, outside of the truth. Anything outside of the truth is going to, my God, you're going to end up being devoured. So I challenge you, before I jump right back off, I challenge each and every one of you, special ministers, let's tell the truth. Let's be truthful. Amen. Of course they're not going to like it. Of course it's not going to feel good. The Bible never tells you that the truth is going to be likable or the truth is going to be have a good feeling around it or you're going to like it. The Bible never said that. The Bible said it comes to set you free. And I got a question. Are we in the body of Christ to keep people in captivity, keep people in bondage, keep people in a place to where they're trapped in their mind? Are we in the body of Christ or workers for the Lord to set folks free? Are we come, is the captain come to set you free or come to set us free? Amen. So let's be truthful with the word of God. Let's tell the truth in love in the Holy Ghost, because that's the only thing going to set us free. That's the only thing going to help deliver us. And that's the only thing going to help us to endure once we get into that place of truth. Amen. If it's a liar, tell it. It's a liar. If it's somebody manipulating, it's a manipulator. If it's somebody using deception, it's a deception spirit. And I got to tell you this, amen, because you got to get to your next place. You'll keep running around a mountain, and you're thinking, and you keep hearing these words that, oh, baby, you just hold on. No, 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 no. You can hold on all you want. Eventually, you're going to end up falling if you don't face the truth. And you got to deal with the truth, who you are. You got to deal with the truth, your walk with God. You got to deal with the truth. And let's be dealing with the truth. That way we could be strong endurers. We could be able to endure the word of God once we walk into the truth of who we are, our situation. Amen. And sometimes God brings truth because we don't even want to listen to him. And so God got to release it in a different way for we can take out, you know, because a lot of times we'll get so comfortable in our own self, we'll get so comfortable in our own ways, years go after years, and time go after time, we'll find people that will cater to us, give us an amen, we'll get in our amen corner, we'll get people, we'll get prophets, prophesize to us, yeah, God got something for you, but we don't want to get into a place of truth. So God got to release the truth in another place and in another way to get our attention. Why? Because he cares about your soul and salvation. It's not the fluffy stuff that he's worrying about, or your blessing coming in and your new season and you reigning into your new place and God got this for you. You just getting ready for your breakthrough and all this kind of stuff. It's not that kind of stuff that's going to prevent you from getting received from the things of God. No, it's the things that we are not walking in. It's the things that we are not enduring in. And we got to be peoples of God, of the gospel, of truth. We be so concerned about somebody's feelings and somebody this here and somebody that there. Then I got to tell you the truth. Because at the end of the day, if I don't tell you the truth, my God, you're going to end up being devoured. You're going to end up getting out of here. Amen. I got to tell you the truth. If somebody is not doing so well, I got to tell you the truth. That fried chicken's going to get ready to take you out. You keep doing this here, you're going to get ready to leave this world. You keep doing this here, you're not going to be around. You got to tell the truth. That way we can be unmovable. That way we can be steadfast. Amen. So I challenge each one of your ministers. I challenge you preachers. I challenge you workers and people of God, especially when you deliver the word. This generation is just not made for tough no more. It's not, I take a licking and keep on kicking. It's like I take a licking and I want to quit. I want to throw in the towel.
and it's coming from somewhere, and it's coming from who's pouring into or who's helping upbuilding and edifying the church or edifying the saints. Amen. We got to get in the place of the truth of the gospel, who we are. If it's a duck, call it a duck. If it's a snake, call it a snake. And of course, you're not going to be liked. Yeah. You're going to be talked about. That's what the word of God says. You're being persecuted for my name's sake because you are upholding the truth. You're upholding the truth of what it is or who it is. You're going to be called all this stuff. But at the end of the day, I'd rather be called all them things than still being great and still being good graces with God. Other than being cheered by man and look at man and be praised by man and be in a bad place with God. Amen.
Amen.
Make up your mind. Amen. If you want to walk with God and be an endure, you got to be an endure not only for your life, but you're going to have to walk as an example, as an endure. And you got to hold that standard up, and you got to make sure you are telling the truth. You've been truthful not only with who you are, but with things around you. If you're dealing with a gossip, I don't care less if that's your long, long friend about 20 or 30 years. You got to let that baby understand. I'm saved now. I understand. I'm just not in that no more. We gossiping. That's exactly what we doing. We gossiping. We backbiting. We telling lies. That's exactly what we doing.
Man.
And we don't need to mess with that fire because eventually we're going to get burned. Let's release the truth of the God. And I challenge you, I was seeking the Spirit of the Lord today, and the Holy Ghost was just so grieved. And I just asked the Holy Ghost, I said, what's wrong? I know he wasn't grieved because I was in warfare. No, because one thing about God, he don't pacify me. He don't give me a bottle and say, baby, it's going to be all right. No. He tell me like I tell anybody else, you stand up, hold your head up, roll them shoulders back, and you keep looking and you keep pressing. So I asked the Holy Ghost, I said, Holy Ghost, what is wrong? Why are you grieving? You weeping? You? I hear the intercession going on into the spirit realm. He said, the people don't have the will to keep pressing. They say they do, but they really don't. They're ready to give up. They're ready to throw in the towel. I said, well, what is the problem? He said, because the leadership is not telling the truth. You got different fly-by-night prophets speaking proper lies, telling folks, you just do this here, it's going to be all right. Then you can sow all the money you want to sow until you get in a place of truth, until you get in a place of prayer, until you get in a place of your word. Ain't nothing going to break. You ain't going to get in a breakthrough. You ain't going to get none of that foolishness. You can turn around 7 times. You can take a deep breath. You can fall out and roll up. But when you get up, if you don't deal with the truth of who you are, if you're an alcoholic, you're an alcoholic. If you're a drug addict, you're a drug addict. You got to deal with the truth of who you are. And if you're ready for a change, if you're ready for God to come in, baby, get up. Yes, you don't take a licking, but you can keep on ticking. Get up. Yes, you don't took a hit and you don't stumble. You can get up. You can stand up. You can be steadfast. You can be unmovable. It's time for the body of Christ. Stop this sugarcoating. Stop this foolishness. We got to tell the truth because at the end of the day, you know it's not going to be all right. The enemy ready to destroy you. The enemy ready to take you off. But I would rather tell the truth than be in a good place with to be in a good place with God. Let's be ones after God's heart, individuals, steadfast, unmovable. Let's keep pressing. Let's keep walking with the Lord. Let's be truthful. And I find out, my God, just spending some time with the Lord and just digging into this thing. I said, God, well, where this comes from? He said, son, it comes from people not being truthful with their self. If people do not be truthful with themselves, of course they're not going to be truthful with anybody else. They're not going to release truth because they don't want to deal with truth with them. So if they don't want to deal with truth with themselves, their perception of their look or how they perceive things, they're going to put a fragrance around it, and they also use the word of God to keep them trapped into a place. I said, God, where is the adversary in this here? He said, the adversary doesn't have to be in this here. The adversary could train an individual mind to think a certain kind of way to keep that individual trapped they self into prison. So they're keeping their self into prison because they don't want to be released by God. For the truth comes to set an individual free. Saints of God, some of these things that we're dealing with is not the adversary. Some of the things that we're dealing with, God has wanted us to be honest with ourselves, be truthful with ourselves. We don't have to put nothing on no one. We just got to deal with ourselves. and a lot of discord and this same confusion that is happening in the world and also in the body of Christ, because we got individuals don't want to deal with their self. They want to deal with everybody else. But I'm telling you right now, if we challenge you, my God Almighty, if the body of Christ just get into a place just being truthful who they are, my God, you can be truthful, my God, begin to release it in somebody else's life. And everywhere you look, my God, you got truth hitting you here, truth hitting you here, truth hitting you there, truth hitting you there. An individual cannot help but get delivered. Let's be truthful. You're not going to be liked by everybody, no. Because you're steadfast, you're not going to be liked by everybody, no. The Bible never told me that I'm going to be liked by everybody. He never told you you're never going to be liked at all. But he did say you will be persecuted for his name's sake.
Yes.
Let's walk into the place of God. Let's walk into a place of truth. I challenge each and every one of you, especially the generation that comes up now. My God, leaders, let's be in the place of truth. Let's be in the place, my God, regardless, it's not going to feel good. But that baby needs to know that, baby, if you don't start managing your money and start trying to live like the Jones and trying to live bigger than what you are, you're going to constantly stay broke. You're going to constantly stay not going to have. Let's begin to walk into that, and that way we'll have people of God going to raise up where they can be able to endure, and also they'll be unmovable and they'll be steadfast. God bless you. Back to you, Pastor Smith.
Amen, Apostle. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Be true. That goes from the pulpit to the back door.
Well,
so that you can endure. You will endure. Amen. We thank Mother for that special word that she brought. I know I got something out of it. How about you?
Amen.
Come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. and then at 7 p.m. Praise God. Well, we're going to do it all over again in the house of the Lord. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you.